sad that I won't go out and see the world, visit, travel, that sort of thing? She murmured, wishing she didn't have the scars and limitations that had, at times, put such a strain on their relationship. She keeps saying I'm too young to live like an old lady.
She has a point.
Mary sighed. I'm not young anymore.
What are you talking about? You're 9 years younger than me. 54 is not old.
That was true, but she'd had to grow up far sooner than most people. I feel ancient.
Next year, you should go to Tampa, if they ask you.
She shook her head. I can't.
Maybe you'll prove that you can.
Mary couldn't help bristling. She didn't like it when Lori pushed her.
No. Autumn doesn't understand, Mary. That's what causes almost every fight you have with her.
I know, and I feel bad about that, but there's nothing I can do.
Lori lowered her voice. You could tell her the truth.
Absolutely not, Mary snapped. Why would I ever do that?
There are reasons, and you know it. We've talked about this before,
Lori said, remaining calm, as always. That was one of the many things Mary liked about her. She was steady and patient, and that steadiness somehow helped Mary cope when old feelings and memories began to resurface. In this instance, Lori might also be right. Mary could feel the past rising up from its deep slumber. Maybe it was time to tell Autumn. But there were just as many reasons not to, compelling reasons, and the thought of revealing the past, seeing it all through her daughter's eyes, made Mary feel ill. I can't broach that subject right now, not with what she's been dealing with the past year and a half. Besides, it's been so long, it's almost as if it happened to someone else, she said, mentally shoving those dark years into the deepest recesses of her mind. I want to stay as far away from that subject as possible. Lori didn't call her out on the contradiction her statement created, and Mary was glad. She couldn't have explained how it could be real and frightening and always present, and yet she could feel oddly removed from it at the same time.
Except that it didn't happen to someone else,
Lori responded sadly.
It happened to you.
The scent of the ocean, more than anything else, told Autumn she was home. She lowered her window as soon as she rolled into town and breathed deeply, letting the salt air fill her lungs.
What are you doing?
Taylor held her long brown hair in one hand to keep it from whipping across her face as she looked over from the passenger seat. Autumn smiled, which was something she knew her children hadn't seen her do enough of lately.
Just getting a little air. You hate it when I roll down my window,
Caden grumbled from the back seat. I'm hoping I won't be so irritable anymore. For the past 18 months, Autumn had been mired in the nightmare that had overtaken her life. She almost hadn't come to Sable Beach because of it. But when her children had each pleaded with her, separately, to ask if they could spend the summer with Mimi, like they used to, she knew they needed some normalcy in their lives, needed to retain at least one of their parents. Her grief and preoccupation with her husband's disappearance had probably made them feel as though she'd gone missing too, at least the mother they'd known before. She hoped by returning to the place that held so many wonderful memories for them all, they'd be able to heal and reconnect. It wasn't as if she could do anything more for Nick, anyway. That was the ugly reality. She'd exhausted every viable lead and still had no idea where he was. If he was dead, she had to figure out a way to go on without him for the sake of their children. The second she spotted the bookstore, the nostalgia that welled up, along with memories of a simpler, easier time, nearly brought her to tears. When she was a little girl, she'd spent so many hours following her mother through the narrow aisles of that quaint shop, which looked like something from the crooked, narrow streets of Victorian London, dusting bookshelves or reading in the nook her mother had created for her. She'd spent just as much time at Beachfront Books when she was a teenager, only then she was stocking shelves, ordering inventory, working the register, and, again, reading, but this time sitting on the stool behind the counter while we-